It's your Love girl Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today is this special person. I talked to, well, yes, it's special, but I talked to her on, I believe it was on Facebook, and we were both in the boot camp, you know, and I wanted to know, like, why she was in it, and I think the impression that I've gotten from her is that she loves the idea of being a role model for others or role model for women, you know, because it seems that over the years, there's been certain, I don't know what it is. I'm sure you could probably explain it better. Pauline, are you there?
Well, why don't you
introduce
her? We don't even know who you're talking about.
This is Paulina Nika is her name. And
Paulina Nika. Hi,
yeah,
Paulina.
That's her name. And this is my co-host, Barbara Moore.
Beautiful name. I love your name, Paulina. I love P names. I named my daughter a P name, Priscilla. But Paulina is gorgeous. Where
Thank
are you from?
Thank you so much. I'm originally from Poland. Is where
I
was
knew
born,
it.
And I came. Did you really?
Yes, because I'm those the Eastern Bloc, beautiful, beautiful names come out of there.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and my mom, she, you know, at the time what was trending was Paulina Petrikova.
Right.
And so that's who
beautiful
I was lucky to
model.
Be named after. Not too bad. I mean, being named after a supermodel, no pressure.
Right, and you know, because everybody always asks my daughter, Priscilla, were you named after Priscilla Presley? Well, kind of. I mean, all Priscillas have been beautiful that I've met. So I love it. It's a great conversational piece, don't you think? A name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, tell us about what you do.
Well, in my lifetime, I've done a couple of different things, but the thing that always came back was getting people together. And I went to school for TV and audio production, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, back where I lived in Connecticut. And I learned how to, like, edit videos there, how to do great promotions. I worked for a radio station, and I learned so many exciting things. Fast forward a couple of years there, I ended up moving to Florida. And I had a couple of different marketing jobs, but I always offered my talent of creating an event for a company. So when you have an event, there are ways that an event can help you grow your business, your visibility, give you that credibility that you need. And, of course, the most important is growing those relationships, but then taking it one step further and connecting with them online and living there together, too. So to sum it up, that's like literally what I do for my business. I throw live events and then we cross them over to your social media following and we do all of the things in between to promote your event and making sure that the best
people
are there for you.
That is not easy. Do you have people working under you?
I do have people working with me, yes. We are a 4-year-old business and we are definitely looking to grow more. I feel like my perfect people are those really creative people that are not exactly sure where they belong in the corporate world. I found myself in that situation usually. I always offered other talents that I had. And then one day, you know, doing marketing for a catering company, the boss was just like, hey, you should throw events. I believe in you. Let me help you start a business. And I just,
that
what
a great
was I
feeling.
Say? What
no,
was I going to say?
Great.
No, I don't believe in me. I got to do it. I had to. He really
and
put me on the spot,
so
too.
Good when they put you on the spot. It's so good when people believe in you, and it makes you have that where you feel like you have to live up to it. And why not? And the biggest thing that stops people is fear. And it doesn't sound like that has affected you whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, in the midst of everything happening, I ended up losing my mom to cancer. And in my grieving process, something that always came up was like, I just missed the parties and get-togethers she would throw for us. she would make everybody feel so special and loved and cared about. And, like, you know, just through getting myself back together of all the little pieces, I realized that somehow I have to make my job doing this. And I think sharing that with
proud.
My boss at the time, yeah, it's like she's there at every little thing, and I just can feel it while we're there. That's always, like, my little moment of, like, oh, I'm going to ugly cry for a second. I feel like mom's here.
Oh, I totally can relate to that. I lost my mother this year, and I don't know when you lost your mom, but I am so sorry for your loss, but I am so grateful that you had a very big, very strong connection with her. That is something to be very grateful for. When did it happen?
We lost her in 2014, and I'm so sorry about your mama, too.
Thank you. But I felt like, okay, now that my mom has passed, it really empowered me to just continue in her footsteps of the powerful woman that she was, combine that with my own. And I became a different person overnight. Did that happen to you?
Yes. It's like as if all her confidence, like suddenly, like, came in you or something crazy.
Amazing.
And she's like, you know what? I got this. Like, sorry I can't call you and tell you about it now, but that's okay. Like, we'll figure out.
Yeah, because she's watching anyway. I like to think, because you said you feel your mom, I like to think that she is aware of it anyway.
I'd like to think that we're so close that, like, right now, because we're together, our moms are like, oh, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. And they are up there meeting each other. I like it.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? There's no
limit. And maybe my mom's
to...
planning our next party together.
Right. And you got that from your mom. Was your mom doing this professionally, or was she doing it, just doing it for the family?
So she would... She definitely, I noticed it as I was younger, growing up as a kid in our holidays and such, but she did have once a job in the accounting field, but always shared with her bosses things she enjoyed doing. And so they were just like, hey, you should plan this corporate party for us. And she did. And then you'll never believe this, but the band that she hired for that party is my dad.
When you said that, I pictured marriage, and that is so crazy. Wow, how wonderful. Wow, you never know.
So crazy.
Johnny, steps that you take in life, and things come around. Things come so full circle sometimes. That's cool.
They do and they don't sometimes, Barbara, because I can't tell you that they had a beautiful love story. Unfortunately, they didn't. But my mom still decided to have me at 40, and I'm so grateful because I, like, really love my life, and I'm really grateful for it, and things haven't always been pretty, and I learned that I want to become the kind of woman that has an opinion about things, that's there for the next generation and wants to do something great, and, like, do something great. And I think I'm just trying to figure out exactly what that's going to be. But I know that it definitely includes being there for the younger little peeps.
Yeah. Well, I totally relate to that, too. I feel like, why not? I want to do something great. But it's not just to. It's this burning desire to do so. And I think that we get it from, you know, our parents, or maybe not, but you take some from your dad, some from your mom. It doesn't matter about their relationship now. You are carrying on the torch for both of them separately. And it doesn't matter what their relationship was like, right?
And you know what, Barbara? I actually think that it does, like, none of that was even it for me. What I realized is the reason I would like to be some sort of a great asset to the younger people is because the little girl in me needed that, and it's like I, in a sense, I'm honoring that person too.
Yeah, A number one. So what is your company called? Just so we could have the listeners, you know, look you up and follow you.
Yes, my company is called Majesty Marketing. We offer promotional events, marketing events, and then, of course, your corporate events like your holiday party for the office and such. And we do have a venue in Florida called the Garden Venue. So if you're looking for like a super romantic garden with fire pits and waterfalls and dancing under the stars while you look into your lover's eyes, I'm probably the girl you want to talk to.
That sounds beautiful.
I have a question. Do you schedule the events or do you book them?
Well, in my book, I would say both of those things mean the same thing, but the way what makes my company different is that we help venues that don't have any management or marketing skills or people to do it for them. We take it under management, and the other side of it is that we will plan each event and execute it. So let's say, Barbara, you have a piece of,
high or comparable to others who do the same thing? Is it competitive?
No, Barbara, to be honest with you, I haven't found somebody that does venue management in the local area. What I kind of picked to do is very unique in the sense that I don't own the venue, so I will manage this venue. And let's say you are a couple and you want to come and get married at this venue. You will meet either with me or somebody from my team that will walk you through the tour, bring the contracts, get everything set up, work all that out. We receive a percentage of that. And then on the other side of that, we are your planners or coordinators. So you have us to plan your whole event or just be there to execute it. So there's two different levels of planning. Either we're like, we help and guide you, or we do everything for you.
Well, it sounds like you are talented with the money and doing all of that side of things as well as the creative. Is this true?
I would say it's been a lot of trial and error. I learned recently that my number one personality strength is positivity. So sometimes when I go through things that I am maybe failing with, I never realize it at the exact moment because I feel so passionate about what it is that I'm doing at the moment that I almost don't want to recognize it as a fail. I'm like, no.
Right.
But I'm like,
you cannot fail.
But
you cannot fail with that.
I don't want
mindset.
To, please.
You cannot
exactly,
fail,
but,
I don't see that you can fail. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's what Johnny and I say. We take on our guests. As long as it's a positive thing that we're trying to say out there, positivity, how can you go wrong with that? I love that you just said that. I really do. Don't you, Johnny?
Yeah.
Well, that's really important to me. I actually always say when people start getting negative, I say, I'm so sorry, I'm allergic to that.
That's a good one.
To put everything in perspective is, I came from Poland, which is a communist country, until I was 4 years old. Nothing was cute, nice, or colorful. I can tell you there's not one baby picture that's in color that I own. That was a rough time that my mom had to live through her whole entire life. And I still have siblings back there, by the way, who live there to this day. And we're very close, so we really have talked about the whole evolution of you know, the negativity that was really there, that when I came to America, I literally watched Oprah Winfrey every single day.
Cool.
And I learned somehow to be so positive that when I did go back to Poland for vacation, people would say, oh, she must be from America because she can't stop smiling.
Wow, that's a nice compliment for America. It really is.
It felt nice, but also it felt like, for me, I was like, but is that bad that I'm being positive? Because I really want to be, and I would love to take you with me. And I'm so sad that you're making it sound like I'm not sure if this is good or bad.
Yeah.
And I think I battled
through
that as a kid. You know,
I
young
totally
kid, so I was like, whoa. Yeah.
I get it, though, so much. But your mom must have been a very good influence explaining things to you that you are aware of the differences. I had a dance partner from Russia, and he told me about how hard it was. And he was able to get out because of his dance profession with his wife and, you know, a few family members. And they came here, and they never looked back. And they have been smiling ever since and successful and own competitions and everything. Don't you think that sometimes the foreigners come here and do better than the people who were born in America because they actually see the difference and see what they didn't have there and they have it here and they go for it? Whereas
Americans are kind of lazy, right? Really hard.
You know, it's funny, yes, I want to say something about that, because they said that the Cold War pretty much fell after Mikhail Gorbachev came here for the first time, because he comes here, I mean, well, you know, it's true, I mean, you know, he comes here and he sees what our country is like, you know, it's like, okay, you know, we were pretty well off, and, you know, he can lie, but, I mean, he knows that it's true. That's the thing. He knows that our system works, you know, if that makes sense.
But was that during the Penguin hockey stuff time?
I don't know.
Is that what you were referencing to?
Yeah, I don't know. I know he came here.
Yes. Well, I was recently – I actually love watching documentaries. Do you guys like watching those?
I love it.
Sometimes I do too.
I literally, they're like biographies, but you learn sometimes about certain things in politics or history that you've always wanted to know about, and now like these documents are released and these kinds of things. So I love learning about those kinds of pieces of history because I feel like being from Poland, I feel like a certain obligation to know my stuff. And what I'll also tell you is that I'm 34 years old, and sometimes my positivity can make people feel like, oh, she's so sweet, she's so nice, she's probably naive.
Mm.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes. Too sweet, you're too nice. That means you're passive. But that's not the case, I assume.
No, because I feel like now I have the... Can I say kahunas to say that I actually totally understand what hard times are? Believe me, I actually come from a place where it was awful. And I was 8 years old when I left, so I definitely have some memories, and I can tell you some stories. And it was just a very different time, and I was a very independent child. I took the bus to school by myself every day, and that was normal. I was like six. Could you imagine
that would not be normal
doing that?
For people. That wouldn't be normal. So it gives you a lot of strength.
Definitely.
Confidence.
So, like, coming here was, like, not knowing really what felt normal was being independent and doing things by myself a lot. So when it came to, like, hey, should you start your own company? It was almost like, I don't understand any other way. I watched my mom have a little cleaning company. Cleaning company, and she didn't speak English, but I was her secretary since I was 9 years old. And I would call and confirm her appointments, like, hello, Lizzie, this is Paulina, Alice's daughter, just calling to make sure she can still come tomorrow. And, you know, I was building relationships since then. When I graduated high school, one of my first internships was at one of those ladies' mortgage companies. I had no idea what mortgage even meant at the time. I was, like, finished high school.
Yeah.
And like, I think my mom shared with me what the power of relationships were, even though she didn't speak very good English at any point of being here and for 20 years that she was.
It's tough.
Which goes to
it's
show you that
when you're
like,
older.
you just need to listen to people's hearts because they could be so much louder sometimes than their words.
Oh, I agree. I have dealt with this before when I was a single mom. I had to get my daughter care, and I loved the Spanish people, and they had daughters. They had daughters that did the exact same thing you did and spoke mm-hmm. for their mother. It didn't matter if she could speak English. In fact, I liked it. I wanted her to speak Spanish to my daughter so she could learn that. Because it wasn't about
yeah.
that. It was about something so much bigger. It was about the nurturing nature of the people.
Yeah. So
that's a wonderful story.
I feel like those experiences and having that life, you know, you don't have a chance to choose your life, but I'm really grateful for the one that I was dealt because when I plan an event for somebody, whether they're the richest person that thinks they're, don't think, excuse me, or maybe it's some really humble couple that's just like, we just want to do something nice and this is all we have. I get them and I feel them and I know what's up. And my nickname, everybody calls me your girl, Paulina. I'm your girl, Paulina. Yes, it's because, like, cool. I literally have your back, and I'm going to meet you exactly where you're at, and I'm going to make sure that you are cared for and loved and feel unstressed the entire time, that you get to be a guest at your party.
You know, you make it work. They say, this is what we can afford, and you make it work, which I think that is very important. So,
yeah.
Wow.
And I think
weddings?
Some people measure. I do. I do a lot of weddings. That's pretty much where I started at first. But then I started like taking little psychology courses on the side. And I learned about like the DISC profile system and like how you can help people of all different personality types go to a networking meeting and do a really good job at making some connections for themselves. And that just like drove me crazy.
One thing that you learned recently in the thing that you met Johnny in, which is amazing, it's a kind of a workshop. What have you learned about networking that you could teach us?
From that course specifically?
Well, or just from you.
Yeah.
How important is it? And how do we do it? Just live? Just live and notice our opportunities, give everybody a smile. How do you go about networking?
Well, before I even step into the room of a networking opportunity, on the way there in my car, I'm literally visualizing myself walking into the room and everyone's giving me high fives.
Oh, wow.
I really literally think about that because I want to feel like, all right, we're already cool. Like, you guys know I'm serious. I really want to be here. I'm setting my heart to be here. And so that's how I picture it. And then I get in there. And if it's like a structured group that meets every week, I'll start messing around with people and saying like, hey, welcome to your networking group. How are you? I'm Paulina.
I like it.
And, like, they'll laugh a little bit because they're like, oh, you're welcoming to my group. That's cute. And, like, literally, that's my lines. Those are my lines, and I just stick to them. And people that can feel me, we usually do a really great job. My intentions when I walk into a networking room is just to make two powerful connections. I feel like that's a fair assessment and goal because if I tried to work on every single person, it would be almost impossible.
Yeah.
So just like,
well, that's important, though, to have a game plan. And the brain, the mind is so very powerful to put yourself in a setting like that and be prepared. That sometimes is so simple and all that you have to do. It kind of reminds me of that Brady Bunch episode when they said, hey, if you're nervous public speaking, just think of everybody in their underwear.
That's it.
And that'll lighten things up.
Exactly.
Same kind of thing, really. It really is.
It really
is. The mind
is
powerful. People don't use it. They don't use it enough, do they? They don't use these little simple tricks of the trade, I call it. They don't use them, and they are so simple. Well, thank you for sharing one with us. because you don't go in there telling them what you're thinking. You just go in there and you go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but also, you know, if you ever go to a networking group that's like super about business and not maybe groups like charities and stuff, sometimes people get really super corporate and like very serious. They're like, hello, I'm calling them, you know. But if you just like walk in there and just drop all of that, because vulnerability is what's missing in business a little bit, you can almost walk in as like the trusty source of saying like, hey, what's up? How are you? And just being relaxed will allow them to relax. And that's like just meeting somebody across the bridge and making them feel great. I feel like that's what Jonathan did for me when we met at first. Because he was like, oh, I have this show, I have this. And I was like, oh, my God, what? You do what and all this and that? I was like, that sounds exciting. I'm already nervous. I don't know.
And I told her today about the video stuff you do. Yeah.
But,
and he just, like, walked me through it, and it was so nice. It was great.
Yeah, but it sounds intimidating, somebody who already has a show and all that.
Yeah.
But, but now you're here and you realize we're just nice people who want to feature, showcase a person who is successful and help her, which is you. And so it's Madison Marketing. Is that what you said, Madison Marketing?
It's actually majesty, like treating you like a king or queen. Majesty.
Can you spell it? Because I cannot hear that clearly.
Yes, it's MAJESTY dash
marketing.
Majesty.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Majesty. It's like, okay,
just
the top
imagine
of the top.
Imagine that when I see you, all I want to do is, like, put on a crown on you and be like, hello, welcome to your day.
Yeah, I would like that. With a sword. Queen
we can
Barbara.
Arrange that. We can arrange that for you.
Actually, that's funny.
And
King
Majesty Marketing.
It's funny because our nicknames for each other are, I call myself the waiter, she calls herself the queen.
Isn't that funny?
That's hilarious, and now I see why we need the baby blue tuxedo.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
She's so sharp. Yes, because it's like a funny thing, and I don't want him to be the waiter, but he wants to be the waiter. He wants to be the guy that helps. And, you know, hey, if he wants to call me the queen, fine. I don't call myself the queen, but if he wants to, why not let him?
I mean, like, don't be rude. You gotta love him because that's something that it sounds like he really cares about deeply, is treating females with so much love and respect. I mean, we'll get you that baby blue tux. Let's do this.
Yeah. Johnny is awesome. He is wonderful. He's the best co-host. He's a great sounding board. You know, he's always there. I can count on him. These are things that are so very important, and that's why he has a successful podcast for 14 years now. And I'm glad that you guys met.
Your word is your everything.
Exactly. This is true. This is very true. That's why, you know, I don't care if I am down with the flu. At least it's a podcast, and I don't have to be on camera. I mean, it makes it a lot easier to call in. Right? It makes so much difference.
I still put on my lipstick for you guys tonight, just in case.
I got Fire Engine Red on because before you came on, I was signing autographs, and they like kiss prints. So I have to put,
what?
Like, lots of red
Where
lipstick
Where did you
on.
Do that? That's so awesome.
Yeah. I charge more for kiss prints.
Oh, we're going to have to take a lesson doing that.
You just kiss it, Paulina, literally. There's no secret. If you just kiss the print like you would kiss a person, it comes out perfectly. If you try to do anything weird and press and hold and all that, it comes out weird. Just kiss it, and it comes out perfectly every single time.
I'm going to start practicing tonight. I'll report back and let you know what happened.
That would be a cute logo for you.
Or you know that
like
there's
a
actually an artist
getaway.
Yeah. Did you know there's an actual artist from Sarasota that makes all of her pictures that way?
Oh, cool. No,
she
I did not.
The entire picture.
I would
she
love
like,
to see that.
I will share her with you. I met her once at a news station. We were like in the guest room together and she was sharing her stuff. It was amazing. And she does it for like celebrities and she does it during events. She's very unique.
Oh, I would love that. So we're going to connect all the way across the board, Facebook, Instagram, if you're on Twitter, everywhere. And then I would love to get that info and I'll reshare it on Life, Laughter, Happiness, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So can you tell us your handles on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so everybody could jot that down and go see you for their events? But before you do, you're in Florida, right? What city?
Yes. I'm in Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, my gosh. I was there. I have been there.
You must. It's the best.
Oh,
who
it was so
there?
Pretty. They're competing for ballroom dancing. And I actually brought my brother. I used to bring people for fun and with me when I competed. I did this for 8 years competitively. And Clearwater was a one-time place because it's far from Los Angeles. And we waded in the water, and it was clear. It was blue. The town was really cute. It was hot and wonderful, and we just loved it actually. And
well,
Water,
you need
Florida.
To come back. We'll have a parade for you or something. Come on back.
Okay, I love being in parades. So you're there. What if somebody wants a wedding or an event, a birthday party, corporate event elsewhere in another state? Are you doing that?
We actually have a travel agent on our staff. Her name is Cheryl Baker. She is Sandals certified. So we are helping corporate people get out there and do their team building or sales, you know, winning trips, all kinds of different things that we designed for them. But the only catch is they have to take me with them. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I like that catch. You should keep that in.
Right?
Yeah.
What
about
Mexico? Just change that. Mexico, yes. And there's actually a new Sandals that has recently been built. So we'll tease that a little bit. So if you guys want to know about it, we'll be talking about it on our Instagram in the next couple of days at Majesty Marketing. And then in case you want to be my friend and just, yeah.
Paulina, did you say Sandals?
Sandals Resort, yes.
Yes, okay. I was modeling in Jamaica. We weren't staying at Sandals, but I remember right next to our hotel was Sandals. So they're everywhere. So you have a deal with Sandals?
I have a travel agent that is Sandals certified. So that means that if you have a team of corporate people that you want to take with you for whatever reason, we can create that trip for you, get everything going. And because she's certified, we have like the best inns of the Sandals resorts.
Oh, that is an amazing deal that you have with that. Sandals is big. Sandals is everywhere. This was when I was in my 20s. Okay, this was a while back, and Sandals was big then. I can only imagine how big they are now. And that is part of your networking talent, that you got that person. And see, everybody, that's what networking is. And you are the best networker. And that's what Johnny said. We have a big networker on the show today.
Yes.
I love that. We should take advantage of this. I want to have you.
We all should.
Do one of my big birthdays in the future.
Or maybe, and before your birthday comes, maybe you need the perfect gal night.
A girl night?
A perfect girls night where we arrange
sure.
a fun party bus that comes to pick you up and they take you and do this and that and this and that and then all the things.
Let's describe it. Okay, I want to do that. I want to do a girls night. What could you offer? I want a big stretch limo. Say, maybe we want a stripper pole in there. I mean, we're not strippers. We're just having fun. Could you do that?
I certainly could do that. So I have literally perfected my vendor relationships. Without them, I feel like I would be no one in the business. It's because of their talents that they've developed over time and time and that I feel comfortable always sharing with them my clients' feedback and this and that, that we've all helped each other get so good at what we do. Right now, Barbara, you could throw anything at me. I have no fear. I feel like I could come, deliver, and make it one of those unforgettable days where you're like, remember that girl from Clearwater? Man, we should do that again. That's all I want you to say at the end of the day.
Okay. I would love that. But, you know, you don't always have to come where everybody else is. What if they're traveling more close to you? What if I come out there for Johnny's photo shoot, our Life, Laughter, mm-hmm. Happiness photo shoot, and we could actually do some shots in the limo?
We definitely should do shots in the limo. And then all the best of what Clearwater has to offer for you. We have so many beautiful spots.
What if you don't have anybody like a photographer in that area? I bet if, you know, you're so good at what you do, you just put out, an advertisement that you're looking for one. You could probably get so many people for free just for the publicity itself.
Or we could just host a contest. Like, I love thinking outside of the box, honestly. But one of the things that, you know, I think sets me apart a little bit is that I always think about making things mutually beneficial. I feel like when I was younger, I got taken advantage a lot for just like always wanting to be the yes girl. I want to give back a little bit more this time.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, a lot of people, narcissistic people, though, they get a little and they just keep wanting to take. So it's hard. It's hard to get through that when you have the natural personality as a giver, but you're smart and you're not a pushover. So
mm-mm.
those people find out real quickly that they cannot take advantage of you, but they try. And that is hard. How do you deal with that? Because I deal with that all
yeah.
the time. Right, Johnny? People are taking
mm-hmm.
from me spot. Yeah.
Absolutely.
How do you deal with it?
And I feel like, you know, I actually, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm a pro. But one thing that I do know for a fact is that no is a complete sentence and that you don't have to feel bad about it. And that having clear boundaries about things and having people respect your time is very important. So saying these certain words with everybody you come across is really important in the first couple of minutes, is saying, hey, I respect your time. Thank you so much for having me, this and that. And then, like, if it's a no for you, just say no and don't worry whatever their expectation was. Just go for it.
Okay.
They'll actually respect you so much more for saying it than not.
I heard that recently on TikTok when I watch YouTube and they have, like, highlights on TikTok. And one of the girls said, I learned so much because my dad, he gave me so much confidence because he said, no is a complete sentence, which you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes. Yes. And I love, like, one of the things I love is making people happy. I love that. But that, you know, now in my 30s, I just feel like, I've done that. I see it. I understand the situation. And I'm just going to constantly be super authentic and really allow them to know me and be able to to know that they could trust what I'm saying, but just kindly say no, because I could always be like, no, dude, or just be really mean about it, or just maybe throw some cuss words in front of it and say no, or kindly say no.
No, I think no is actually, I don't mean to cut you off, but I think no, saying no, is actually giving them what they want, because people want to do what you want because they want to feel like they are secure. If you are setting your boundaries and they want straight answers, they're paying money and they want a straight answer. If no is the answer, they want to hear it. They don't want a wishy-washy person. And then they don't know where they stand. So I like your approach.
All
your
right.
approach is perfect.
Yeah, because then, you know, I said yes before to things they didn't want, and then those people called me and called me, and then I thought they were annoying. But I'm like, wait a minute, I told them that I might be interested.
I know. I feel like I am a lot like you, personality-wise.
Yeah.
Which is why I wanted to draw on. I mean, yeah.
That's funny, Johnny.
That gut feeling, Johnny, you did good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that we have all that out of the way and everybody knows where to hire you, tell us, how did you guys meet? Johnny, tell us.
Well, she was on the Facebook page for the boot camp, and I messaged her. And whenever I go into the boot camp, I always look at everybody as a potential guest, you know, just
see
what
it is.
Is
it called the boot camp?
Well, it's the Beyond TV boot camp, but, you know, before somebody can be a potential guest, of course, I have to determine what it is that they do or what they're doing. And usually a person has a story that they love to tell, especially in the boot camp. Am I right, Paulina? I mean, it's like when you want to be on the boot camp, you want to tell your story to everyone. You want everyone to hear your story. And, you know, so what I did was I talked to her by video, and I told her about the show, not to, you know, talk about myself, but I told her about the show, why I made it the way it was, and she totally understood that, you know, like, yeah, not naming something after yourself and wanting to make it helpful and everything. And then when she started saying, oh, gosh, I would love to help you out with a photo shoot, I knew I had to have her on. And because I thought, oh, my goodness, she's just like somebody that would be good for Barbara. Barbara's like, they're both networkers. And they both can get somebody, you know, like, you know, that could really help everybody out. That's one thing they're both very good at. The both of you are very good at.
Yes.
You know what I
one thing I like
really
that you
networkers
do.
Too?
I love that you take a company, say they don't feel like they have what it takes to actually give the client what they are asking for. They could hire you. They have the base. They hire you, and you kind of fill in what they don't have. Am I correct in saying this?
Yeah, or sometimes just, like, make it bigger and crazier.
Right. Use what they have as the base and then add to it. That's wonderful. That is absolutely ingenious. I'm looking
that.
You up right now on Instagram.
Don't threaten me with a good time, Barbara.
Majesty Marketing. And I like that after, I don't know, how many years, Paulina, have you been doing this, Majesty Marketing?
Well, Majesty Marketing has been in live for 4 years, but me in the business, I would say that I've been doing this for over a decade because in some capacity, I've been always offering this, not always getting paid for it, but just developing my skill and learning about people and their hearts and what they need. People just want to be heard. Half of the time, that's
mostly my job. I love that you are always striving to be better by, you know, enrolling in a workshop here and there. And then you meet Johnny, and now you've met me. And this is what it is. This is called marketing. This is called, you know, meeting people and going from there. There's always something that comes from meeting somebody. Usually there is something that comes
you
from meeting
somebody. You have to care enough,
somebody.
Right?
Yeah.
If you just care... If you just care just a little bit more than you usually do, you're going to do something nice. And doesn't it feel so good to do something nice for someone? I don't know. For me, that's pretty much like why I like to do what I do anything. Because I know you're going to be smiling after, and I might get a great picture of you doing it.
Yes. And that's what keeps you going, and you will have longevity from that because it is positive. It all comes from a good place. And that is why they might choose you rather than the other person. It matters. It matters a lot.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me, Barbara, because sometimes you would think that what's most important is your financial advisor or, you know, somebody that makes you money. But you don't always think about the person that helps you celebrate life to be the most important to you. But that was really a lot. Thank you.
I want to say something
else.
You know, there was somebody that I was talking to about you. Do you remember the name Brittany Crandall?
Uh-huh.
Okay, she won the award for the most engaged. And I asked her to call in tonight. She said she wouldn't be able to. But she just texted me that she was listening in on the show, and she goes, I love her. So she really loves
her. Cool.
Yeah, so, yeah. We've had Brittany on.
That's so sweet.
Oh, yes. Everybody who is doing this cares. Like you just said, they care, and they want to keep going, and, you know, nothing is going to stop them. These are the people I've met who Johnny has met through this, what do you call it, Johnny?
The Beyond TV Boot Camp.
Yeah, Beyond TV Boot Camp. It's not just about, oh, I want to be on TV. It's about a lot of other things. I mean, it's a great course, and we're not telling everybody to go do that right now. It's about you, but that's how you met. And I love these things, and they work. Hello, they do work. So I think that it's great that you did it, and because you've been doing this for a decade. You're not stopping.
I feel
you're
like
furthering your education.
If you do anything in this life, if you hear anything I've said all night, it's just like keep believing in yourself and keep investing in yourself. You are so worth it. Right now, you're the best you've ever been. You are in your fruit stage, baby. Get out there. You hear me. I know you do. Go.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the other shows that you've been on recently, because you've been doing a lot of press recently, and what your experiences have been.
Well, I'll tell you that you guys are probably one of the more dynamic show they've been on, because there's two of you and you guys have a fun little back and forth. The other show that I was on was specifically featuring small businesses in Florida, which was very exciting. And there we talked about why I started my business. And I actually think that the BMTV Bootcamp really helped me figure that out, my why. Because I don't think I'm like a super mushy person. I never looked at myself like a super mushy person. But then, like, I realized that, like, the why of why I did it was because when I was grieving my mom, the thing that made me the happiest when I was super down was to think about these awesome parties she threw for us. So then suddenly somehow I made that into a business. And I think, like, that's my why. Because, like, I would love to be like what she did for us. Maybe I didn't have the best day, but then I came into this party. I saw the little details, the cuteness, the love. She was the ultimate party pal.
Did she have nice dishes, and was she a perfectionist with the details?
I don't know that perfectionism was what was ever really stressed, but creativity was. And she loved impressionist, the art style of painting. That was her favorite. So, like, we loved things that weren't all perfect. We loved things that were avant-garde. And so with that drama, we were able to create all kinds of things. And my mom, like, just knew how to make me feel super special, even as a kid, where I was like, Have you ever, like, made ice cream pie with your kids?
No.
Like, what does that even mean, right? What's ice cream pie? You get a crust, and then you put scoops of ice cream in it. Do you know my mom made me feel like a queen and told every single person during the event that I made it?
Oh, that is so sweet when somebody does that. Gives the other person glory.
So
even if it's just a little kid. That is humble.
And you're talking about making somebody feel like a queen. Brittany Crandall, the lady that I was telling you about, her picture is of her wearing a crown.
Oh, she is a queen.
Yes.
I love your website.
Well, you said that.
I love your website, by the way. I don't mean to interrupt you, Johnny.
Thank you. Well,
about
I picked that company from
marketing. Let me just read something really quick here, okay? Majesty Marketing's mission, throw kick-ass parties for corporate or private occasions, build relationships, and create one-of-a-kind experiences. I love that. Oh, kick-ass parties. Yes, you're my girl. Your girl, Paulina. You're my girl, Paulina. Because I need you. The last two birthday parties were horrible, right, Johnny? My birthday parties, I was going to have a huge party. Paulina, listen to this. This guy that I was working for with the NFL, you know, I was going to do these big, huge events. He promised me, I never even asked him, he promised me a huge party with one of those limos with the stripper pole. I'm not into the stripping at all. That's not me, but I think that's festive. I think it's funny. I think it's fun. I think that's a great photo op, right? So I was kind of excited. I was going to get all of my Playboy Playmate girlfriends to come into it. We were going to go to the venue. We were going to have an awesome party. Well, guess what? He said all of this thinking he was going to do it for me and then couldn't do it for I don't know what reason. Stopped even answering my phone calls.
Boo.
And so,
you know,
I had no party. I had zero party. I actually went out by myself in Huntington Beach, California, by myself. The worst, and it turned out bad, too. It really was the worst birthday ever, and the birthday before was bad, too. I'm new down here, and you know what? Hold on, Johnny.
Okay.
I want to do whatever he said he was going to do for me. I want to do it with Paulina.
Well, I was going to say something. There is a lady that I think we should introduce Paulina to. And for some reason, you know, every time I think about her, I think about her as a real go-getter. She is the godmother of Priscilla, which is Barbara's daughter. You know who I'm talking about, right, Barbara?
No, because there's like three ladies that say they're my daughter's goddaughter.
Sonda Costa.
They all fight for it.
Allegedly or not?
Sonda Costa.
Right. Okay.
What do you think of Sonda Costa? Do you think that Sonda Costa and Paulina should collaborate?
Well, sure. You know what? She's amazing. I would love to introduce you guys. She actually did a reality show, which was very successful from zero, from nothing. She's an interior designer architect, and she had a connection, which was her cousin, who had royalty, some royal blood, and she brought her to America and did this successful show. So, yeah, why not? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about connecting people and making things happen.
Crazy you say that, sure. Barb, because I actually was just saying today, gosh, I would really love to meet an amazing designer because I have this vision for a venue and I can't figure it out by myself.
Oh, awesome. See, everybody who's listening, this is happening right in front of your ears.
This is happening live, baby.
Well, she is just
if you had
she was
a
on
DJ,
here.
If you had
yeah,
a DJ
telling...
on this show right now, I would say the perfect song to play right now would be Whitney Houston. Hey, what is this? Somebody.
Oh, I love it.
Because we
song.
Need to dance together, guys. Way more
yeah.
than we ever do.
I do love that song. It's so true. But it's limitless. Everybody, what you can do if you just once a day, even just reach out. That's what I was thinking, Paulina and Johnny. Once a day, call somebody that you haven't talked to for maybe years in your life. That's important to you because we do not communicate enough with our people, which are thousands and thousands of people, you know, that are basically our friends. You know, they really are that love us.
And I want to say something.
We could just call one a day, but how many should we be calling a day, Paulina, really? If we really want to put this into, you know, like get something going, how many people do you think we should call a day?
I'm going to just be super light because you know why? If you're not the kind of person that calls anybody at any time, I'm going to give you the assignment of one a day.
Okay, that'd be me.
That person.
I don't like the phone.
The person that you call a friend, that used to be a friend back in high school, and then you still call them a friend. You're like, I'd introduce you to them, but then you're like, do they even remember me anymore?
Right.
Call that
but
person.
They probably really do.
Okay, I just
they
wanted
probably
to say.
I love that.
So
Johnny, hold
you.
On. Johnny, we're not done making our point here. It is so true. I put a goal ahead of myself, one person a day. Choose one person a day to contact. If you do that, that's 30 people a month. If you, after that month, and you contacted 30, if something great doesn't happen from that, I'd be very surprised. Wouldn't you, Paulina?
I would literally be like, your simulation is broken. You better call someone.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
So why don't we do it? Why? Is it laziness?
Like,
is
you
it
know why?
A fear? Why?
It's because we're not holding each other accountable, and that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
The hardest part. Like,
accountable. Accountability.
Together we are so
which
much
you said
stronger.
In the beginning of the show. Hold on. The beginning of the show, you said something about... And I didn't have the word, but it was being accountable. When a teacher or something in your life said, you should do this. Well, they kind of, you started it, and they kind of held you accountable. You felt accountable. It's a little bit of a pressure that actually makes you take the step. That's important.
Yeah. Getting other people involved in your craft will make you feel like maybe at first you just don't want to let them down. Okay, that's fair. That's enough. That'll get you there. But then you realize you're doing it for you and even better from there.
Okay, well, I want to say something.
The fire underneath you.
Brittany Cannon said back that you are a queen too. And she says, queens unite. And she also wants to know, she's trying to get more women followers on TikTok, and that if she's on there, have her follow her. Brittany Cannon is trying to get more women followers. So just wanted to let you know, Brittany Crandall's been saying some good things about you.
Brittany, freaking love you. By the way, your mission's so beautiful. Like, all I can do is freaking appreciate you, love on everything. And if you feel like there's a way that I can ever help you, I am here.
Okay.
I promise together we are so much stronger in everything we do in this life. I don't know what it is, right? I know we're miles apart. But gosh, if you're listening to me on this show and I'm in Florida and you're somewhere out there in the mountains, I know for a fact we're somehow connected, and I need you as much as you need me.
Wonderful message. And on that note, we are going to close the show. I want everybody to make sure they go out and look at Paulina's fabulous website. All you need at this point to find out exactly what she does, hire her, and from there on your website, I haven't looked through everything, but I'm sure it has all of your other handles. I'm thinking mm-hmm. it does with the Instagram. Okay, good. So Majesty Marketing. Wait,
that's where you need to be.
www.majesty-marketing.com. Go there.
That's correct.
And meet Paulina. And let's throw a kick-ass party.
Life's a party. Life begins and ends at a party, friends. Take advantage.
Your girl, Paulina, will make it happen. And I'm so glad to know you now. And this has been a fabulous Monday. And it's not a manic Monday now because you came into my life.
Thank you so much to both of you, Jonathan, you
thank
big
you.
Love bear. You're kind. You're wonderful.
And you're awesome.
You're rocking it.
So, everybody,
thank you both.
You can listen to this show again if you came on late. It will be on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And make sure you like and subscribe. We appreciate your being there and supporting us. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also, Paulina, do you have any last words, or can we follow you? Can you give us clearly state, because it's a little
you guys,
fuzzy. Because, okay, go for it.
I'm going to tell you this. You already know where to follow me. This is not about me. This is about us. So if you feel like there was something about any of our conversation that sparked you, reach out to me. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know if there's any way I can help you. Maybe you're creative like I once was, and I had no idea what the heck I was going to be doing for a living. Maybe there's something here. But just know that I am open, and you can come on in and say hello.
Okay.
You're our girl, Paulina. Go to Majesty Marketing. And have her be your girl, too. Thank you so much, Johnny, for bringing such a wonderful guest tonight. And thank you to all of our listeners. And I can't wait to communicate with you tomorrow, because I want to start planning now.
All right.
Woo-hoo!
Well, good night, everyone.
Woo!
Good night, good night, Barbara.
Good night,
yay,
everybody. Thank
dance.
You so much, Paulina.